Avarava. Avarava is a bracha in the Torah. And Bechal is a bracha on our relationship with Hashem. So, we're up to where it says, Avinu Avarachamon Hamirachim Rachim Olenu. So again, we refer to the Ribbono Shlalom as Avinu over here. Normally we say Avinu Malkeinu, Bavor Avosenu, before here we say Avinu. The truth is, in the Shemoneh Esrei, we also refer to Hashem in the context of Torah as Avinu. If you look over there, it says Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarah Secha V'Karvenu Malkeinu L'Avodah Secha. That when you're talking about Avodas Hashem, refer to him as Malkeinu, which makes sense. You oivid a melech. But Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarah Secha, the relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam from Torah is as Avinu. So,
never realized that chiluk.
Yeah, the Vilna Gaon points that out. There's a diktuk of Avinu when it comes to the relationship that I have through Torah. So that's what we're saying here. Avinu ha'av ha'rachamon, you're a yirachamon. Now, just because you're a rachamon doesn't mean you're going to be merachim, because very often someone who's a rachamon can't be merachim. It's not b'yicholtoi. He's missing the ability, the capability, the scenario doesn't play out. So, no. You're a merachim. Rachim olim. So have rachamon. The same. Maybe I just can move up to the front, because that's all point of. Boys, do you mind moving to the front? Because I'm just having a share. Shkach. No, you could stay there. Just these, they're, it's right here. Shkach. You can go through the front. Okay. So, Avinu Avarachamon, Amarachim is Rachim Olenu. And how do you have that? V'sein b'libeinu lahavin, and you should give in a heart to be able to understand Torah. That means, you see from here, again, that a person will not, basically we'll go through each lashon in a minute, but that we're about to ask Kodesh Baruch to help us understand Torah. That we should understand Torah is we need Rachmanos for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We need to be zoichet to Rachmanos, because really Torah is such a supernatural, supernatural, not the right word, but it's not part of this world, really. To understand the Chochmah of the Borei, how should we understand it? So you need tremendous Rachmanos for this. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give you that koyach. The Maral says that Torah is really, it's like trying to catch a bird. It's always like flying back to its source. You catch it, goes. Catch it, goes. Because it's really the Chochmas HaBorei. So that's why you have to, in order to learn Torah, to be Koinet, you have to follow the Kinyan HaTorah. You have to chazer. There's certain things you do in order to gain knowledge in Torah. You're not going to just gain it because you studied. Someone asked Moshe Feinstein how he knew everything so well. Must be your genius. Moshe Feinstein said that if I wouldn't have chazer chas 400 times, I wouldn't have remembered a thing. Even though he's obviously a goyin, right? But the point is that Torah doesn't go by those rules. Because you can be a goyin in Torah, but there's certain ways that you have, it doesn't stay in a guf unless a person follows the rules through which it was given. Chazara, etc. Fine.
I was reading this. Sutton is right at the door as soon as the shear's over, trying to make a person forget. I don't know if you saw that in the
So Merachim Rachim Olenu, the same Belubeinu, put in the heart, Lahavin Olahaskil. So Lahavin means to understand it with a Bina and Lahaskil. So the Goyin Siddur says Lahavin is to have Bina, that we should understand Dover Mitoich Dover. Okay. Not just on the symbol of it, and lahaskil is things which are even on a higher level. you wouldn't really understand at all. So, but other mepharshim don't learn that way. They learn lahavin lahaskil a little differently. In the seder, the pirish, even tefillah.
According to the first way, the one you just said, is that like mishpatim and chukim?
I don't know, not necessarily.
Mishpatim is more mahavin and haskil is chukim. I don't understand.
Yeah, okay, it's a little higher level. It's things which are right. It's a little it's things which are not so much mishubit to the our senses of understanding. Mm-hmm. But the way the siddur, the yun tefillah says it is lahavin is davar mitoich davar. Well, the haskil is fakert, is being mekarev them more to the seichel. It's allow us to understand it according to our seichel. Bina is not the words themselves. Bina is the davar mitoich davar, allow us to be able to apply it. And the haskil means give us the tools through which we could understand it, just the pasha. So he gives a mashal, like, you know, it's sometimes using the koyach of mashal, using the koyach of dimyan, using different senses to be able to get a kinyan in what we're learning. Lahavin, to...
How do we understand Chokma Bina Das?
How do we understand what?
Chokma Bina Das.
I don't know.
If there's Chabad.
Chokma, yeah. No, Chokma is the Chokma is the basic knowledge. Bina is Davar Mitoich Davar. Is Lahavin, is to understand the next step. So therefore what? And das is to be connected to it. Das is what does it mean to me? So therefore, what's your connection to that knowledge? Right?
That's, applying it to yourself.
So das is making it applicable to you.
The haskil is the first level of understanding.
This is the machlokes, but
the way
he says it is that lahavin means lahavin divrei Torah b'derech yishar al pikarcha tivuna, to just understand. Lahaskil is to make shtiklach, to be able to understand it, to make a mashal, to use the koyach of mashal, to use different ways that we should be able to understand something that al pipshuto we shouldn't necessarily understand. Others say that lahavin is davar mitoch davar. Lahaskil means that it should be able to be shmeitzali b'delchasa. It should be that we applied it correctly all the way down to the proper application. Now, then we say lishmoya lilmoid lilamid, to learn Torah, to hear Torah, to learn Torah lilmoid lilamid lishma velasis, all the things about Torah. So when Rav Shimon Galai was here, he asked a question that why does it say v'singli bein ulahavin ulahaskil, to understand lishmoya lilmoid lilamid, to learn. You can't understand if you don't learn it. So really, lishmoya lilamid should come first. Lahavin lahaskil is the highest level. After you learned it, right, and you were a shemeya and everything, now you want to go ahead and understand it. Okay, so ask for that.
This is almost opposite.
It's a funny order.
It's almost opposite nasiv and nishma in a way.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. How are you going to be lahavin lahaskil if you weren't even a lishmoya yet? Right. So, I don't remember what he said, to be honest with you, but I just saw this tonight from the Sefer Olas Tamid. The Sefer Olas Tamid is Rav Hamaner, and he has a lot of Svarim, Perushim, etc.
He lived where?
He's about 100 years ago. So he said, like Yishmak Pshat, that Lahavin, Lahaskin means we should understand the chashivas of what Torah is, so that when we learn it, we will learn it with the proper chashivas. So he says that's what it means. Lahavin ulahaskil, that could give us the proper understanding of what Torah is, the proper chashivas of what Torah is, and what it means, the schos, the opportunity to learn Torah. Now we're treating it with the proper chashivas. You know, that we could come lishmoya lilmoid lilamid. And the same vein, one of the first ones says lishmoya is a funny word for learning. Lishmoya means that I should be willing to listen to what the Torah will be about to tell me when I learn it. So it's a good hemshech. Lahavin ulahaskil, to understand and know the chashivas of Torah. Nishmaya, and then give me the ability that whatever I'll hear, that's takanas of nishma. That to whatever I hear, I'll be able to mekabel. Right?
Is that fit with Gomer Gon's pshat and Ian Tweel's?
No, it's a different pshat.
So I'm saying, right, so the, according to them, we don't know yet.
Right, no, I'm saying, unless Tomid asks on that pshat. That's why he's. I mean, he's asking on the pasha pshat. So he says this is a beautiful pshat that he says. Right? And according to his pshat, Lishmaya fits very well also. Lishmaya is the next step. Is that Lishmaya means that I should be willing to be Shemaya, whatever I'm going to hear. It's Gishmak. Right? That's the Siddur God does say, Lishmaya. Now, then we go on into the learning itself, Lulamayt, to learn, Lulami, to teach, Lishmar, to keep. From the los assays, the last lesson to do the assays that I'm going to learn ulakayim is called divrei samutasach biahava, and I should be able to do it all biahava. The higher einenu b'sayrasach, you should light up our eyes with the Torah, which means different things. In the Pirush Etz Yosef, he says interestingly, it means that it's referring to Torah Sanister, because he says. Only the Rebbeinu Shalom could open your eyes up to that. There's certain things in Torah that if you don't have your eyes lit up to it, you're never going to get it. So he says that's what those things are referring to. But others don't say that. Others say, Hayar Einenu B'Sayrasecha means that you should lighten our eyes to the full level of understanding. That we should have the full level of understanding. V'dabik libeinu, and give us a dveikus b'mitzvah secha. When we do mitzvahs, we should be davuk to you. So I saw in Siv Sechaim, he says, why does it say v'dabik libeinu b'mitzvah secha? Why doesn't it say v'dabik libeinu in your Torah? That's the whole bracha, talking about Torah after all. So we should be davuk to you in Torah. So he says that Peter Pchaim Volozhin, very litvish of pshat, is when a person is learning Torah, they don't have to think about being davuk to Hashem. Because Torah is Hashem. So as long as you're being davuk in the Torah, that's called dveikus in Hashem automatically. You don't need to use the Torah as a vehicle to be davuk in Hashem.
It's automatic.
The dveikus in Torah itself is a dveikus in Hashem. Because kutcha bricho v'erais achadu. The Rebbeinu Shalom is found in his Torah. So therefore, if you're davuk in Torah, you're davuk in Hashem. So while you're learning, you don't have to daven Hashem. Also, help me be davuk to you in my learning. No. So a person is like, you know, shuckling back and forth while they're learning, you know. So what's pshat? Rebbeinu Shalom, you know, what's pshat? So then you're not getting pshat in the Rashba because you're too busy. You're too busy, you know, kind of too busy thinking about it if you're close to Hashem right now. Right now, he's thinking with the Rashba. And by thinking about the Rashba, you get to Dveikus in Rebbeinu Shalom automatically. But when a person is Davik in mitzvahs you have to have Dveikus to Rebbeinu Shalom. V'Davik L'Veinu b'mitzvahsecha, mitzvahs don't connect you to Rebbeinu Shalom without a Dveikus in Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a vehicle to connect to Hashem. Torah is not a vehicle to connect to Hashem. Torah is Hashem. Is. So therefore, as long as you're Davik in Torah, you're Davik to Hashem automatically. It's a beautiful diak.
Yeah, that's why mitzvahs are sometimes people do it on route, you know, out of habit.
You could learn like that too, unfortunately.
Unfortunately,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, but the point is, that's what Pchaim Volozhin says. That's what it says, that asay poilim, it's a Gemara, asay poilim, That when we say learn Torah lishma, Chaim Volozhiner says is different than doing mitzvahs lishma. Doing mitzvahs lishma means doing mitzvahs for the sake of Hashem. Doing Torah lishma, learning Torah lishma means for the sake of the Torah itself, because I want to know the Torah. You don't have to have in mind because I want to be close to because Hashem told me all that. This is not the point. The point itself is the Torah. Okay, that's what he says. V'yachid levavenu. means that we should have no other kavanas in anything that we do except for ahavas and yiras Hashem. So we should have pure kavanas that it should only be for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, what does it mean, la'ahava uli'yira? Normally, yira comes first, right? What's a lower level?
Yira.
A higher level is ahava.
Right.
So we should say yira first. So says the Siddur Agra, no, there's a level of yira which is higher than ahava. Familiar with that?
No.
Wow, never heard it.
Never heard that? Okay. There's a level of yira which is higher than ahava. There's yira sa'inish. Okay, I'm afraid Hashem's going to punish me.
Right.
Then there's ahava, out of love for Hashem. Then there's a level of yira which is higher than ahava. Because yira is yira sa'remimus. It's like an awe. That means that you're, out of your tremendous love, you're afraid of ruining it. Caveat, so to speak. So, let me give an example. You have a child. You love the child. Now, you're carrying the child on your shoulders. You're afraid of dropping them. Why are you afraid? What emotion are you feeling at this moment when you're holding the child very tight as to not to drop them? It's fear that you're going to drop them. Or is it love for the child?
You fear you're going to hurt the child.
It's fear that you're going to hurt the child. So that's a higher level than love. Because you could love someone, but if you drop them... So the fear, you love the child so much that there's a fear of hurting him, right? So that yira is a higher level than ahava, because it's ahava to the point that I'm so concerned about the ahava that I'm afraid of jeopardizing it in any way.
Did you in this context? An awareness rather than I'm afraid of something.
It's more like that a person's in awe, right? So, for example, what's the emotion? Have any of you ever been in the close presence like this of a gadol?
Yeah.
So I have.
Yeah.
So let's say I had a meeting one time with Reb Shaul Kamenetsky. We had to speak to him for like 20 minutes. So we're going to his office, sit like this, and he's like paying attention, like writing down what I'm saying, because he had to. So like, what are you afraid of? I'm nervous. I can't say anything. I'm like,
right.
Like paralyzed.
Freeze.
What am I afraid of? He's gonna slap me across the face?
No.
What are you afraid of? You're afraid of saying the wrong thing, because maybe it doesn't stop a COVID deck. That's not yira so'inish. That's a yira of doing something which will jeopardize your relationship, or that is inappropriate to their COVID. Not because you're afraid, because you cherish it so much that you're afraid of doing the wrong thing. There's no repercussions. We're not talking about about repercussions, right? It's just that you're like, you know. So that's the year we're talking about. So you should give me Yachid Levavenu La'ahava Uliyira Hashemecha. Then it says an interesting thing here. V'loy nevoish l'olam v'ed. We should not be embarrassed forever. Why? Ki v'shem kachach ha'agod v'anura. Because your name batachna. So what does this mean? L'loy nevoish l'olam v'ed. So we say a similar thing in Allah Tzadikim. In the Baruch of Allah Tzadikim, we say a similar thing. We say,
V'lo nevosh
kivachol b'tochnu. So somehow, if we have b'tochen in you, we won't have busha. Right? So, what are we talking about? So basically what this means is somehow is that is through our, it's referring to an Olam Haba, and it's referring to that in Olam Haba, when Yemos HaMashiach comes, if we have these madrigas, we won't be embarrassed. Let's just keep it at that simple pshat first. Chavetz Chaim says that there's three levels, right? Says the Chavetz Chaim, there's three levels that we asked for. The first one is that we should be able to learn. And if you go to Olam Haba, and you don't know what's going on in yeshiva, you're going to be embarrassed. Now, what is this? Who's this guy? Just came up. Hashem, why'd you accept this guy? You can't even follow Shir. So therefore, there's a certain busha, right? So the first basic level is that we shouldn't be embarrassed that from our lack of being able to learn. The second thing we ask for is that the davikli beinu b'mitzvah says the Chavetz Chaim, you're going to have angels. Every mitzvah you did gives you malachim, right?
Right.
But if you did the mitzvah without your heart, then the malachim you created won't have a heart. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be bringing a truckload of dead malachim.
I'm missing legs. Missing
so
legs.
What's that going to help you? So you're going to be embarrassed. Okay, I'm ready for my mitzvahs. And they're going to bring a truckload of malachim, like, you know, emaciated, you know, with no lave. If you weren't dovok in the mitzvah with your lave, then says the Chavetz Chaim, you're not going to bring malachim to have a lave to it. And then there's another thing. V'yachid levaveinu, we asked Hashem that we should have our lave should be only for mitzvahs. So he says, there's a lave, look at the have a lave, it'll be dirty. Besides the fact that the lave is pumping blood to the body, it also is, has all sorts of cholesterol and who knows what on it. Right? You don't want that. What's all that stuff on the lave? Oh, all that stuff, that was the extra kavana. When you did the mitzvah, you wanted the kavod. When you did the mitzvah, you wanted the money. When you did the mitzvah, you wanted all these other things. So that's all the cholesterol there covering up the heart. So that's the third level. So all three levels of what we're asking are the levels of going to protect us from the busha of Olam Haba. But according to that pshat, it has nothing to do with Kishim Kachachava Gadavan Rabatachna. It's going back on before. But the Siach Yitzchak Pirish says that says an unbelievable pshat that really when Mashiach comes, there's two ways we can get Mashiach. Did you deserve it or did you not deserve it? If Hashem had to give it to you on a silver platter because you were so low and basically, you know, okay, listen, I tried to get you to earn it. Now, I tried to get you to earn Mashiach, but you didn't earn it. At the end of the day, you didn't earn it. So take it, fine. So it's like Nahama de Kisufa. It's like, who wants that? So if you get Mashiach in that way, you'll be embarrassed from it. That's the way you got it. You didn't earn it. You don't want that. So how does Hashem make sure we earn it? Hashem gives us Yisurin Layalein when Golos. And if a person through their Yisurin has Bitochen, and through his Yisurin he connects with the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he earns his chilek in Mashiach, in Yemos HaMashiach. The Klal Yisrael on a whole, through going through the Tzaras of Golos, will earn through their zchus of seeing Hashem, being Boteach in Hashem, through the Golos, see, will end up earning their share in Mashiach. So according to that, that's pshat. Loi nevoish, we shouldn't be embarrassed. Lo olam void forever when Mashiach comes. Ki v'shem kachacha gadol v'hanoira b'tochnu, that we had bitochen in you, in your gadol v'noira, in that name, we had bitochen in you all the years of Golos. And that bitochen that we had in you is going to allow us to have the schus to be zoich in Mashiach, not to get on silver platter. This is based on the Ramchal. This pshat. Very nice pshat. So that's why he says a gadol v'hanoira, because there's another name that we shall call Hashem. It's called Gibor. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says we don't say Gibor when we're, that Daniel says that it doesn't pass to call Hashem Gibor when we're in Golos. Now the Anshei Knesset HaGadol argued with him because they put Gibor in Shmoneh Esrei. Hakel HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanoira. But Daniel, so he said, that's why we're only call Hashem here HaGadol V'Hanoira. We had B'tochen in your name of Gadol V'Noira, which was the names of Golos. But we didn't see your Gevura then. But we still have B'tochen in you. That's the Ramchal's pshat.
This really is
an awesome shot. What?
It really has nothing to do with the previous line.
It's already starting the next thing.
Okay.
According to this pshat, it's already starting the next part. Because the next part we'll see is talking about Kibbutz Galus and Mashiach. So according to this, we're already starting the next part. Which is obviously means that what's the two parts? It seems as though that the now in the Sidur Agra on the Shmoneh Esrei, when it says V'lo Nevoish Leilom V'lo Nevoish Kivachav Atachnu, he adds a knetch. Since we're Boiteach in the Geula, don't embarrass us. We tell the goyim, hey, they're like, Hashem forgot about you. Hashem didn't forget about us. We're going to have a gula one day. So we've been saying this for 1,000 years. So Hashem is getting embarrassing, right? You know?
So Hashem thing.
Right. So don't embarrass us by leaving us stranded, so to speak. And bring the gula. So that's a little bit of a different pshat. But that's what the Siach Yitzchak says over there. But it's a little bit of a different knetch. Okay, now, okay. Then it says, Nagila v'nismacha b'shozach. We're going to have Gil and we're going to have Simcha in your Yeshua. What's Gila, what's Simcha? They're both languages of Simcha. Gila is a more like steady Simcha. Simcha is more of a sudden one. Gila is you're in a state of Simcha. So, Gila means, according to this, right, that since we were Batech in you all the years, right, so the Gula is not going to be such a big Simcha for us. It will be Gila, because we anyway were Batech in you, even in the Golos. So Gila is a Gila that we should be able to have a continued Simcha with you in the Gula, and give us a Simcha that it's make it Nischadish to us, like it's a new thing. Okay? So...
Ava Nagila.
Nagila, yeah. So,
we use this terminology by Chuppah, too.
Yeah, yeah. We use a lot of terminology. Right. Now, Vavienu L'Sholom, and then bring us in peace. May Arba conflict starts from all over the world. V'soy L'Cheinu, and walk us. Kuyim Yimius, standing tall, like we're not embarrassed.
Right. Like in L'Aratzeinu, benching, we say
Teretz Yisrael. Right. Now, what does this whole thing have to do with the bracha on Torah? Because the shlemus of Torah is only going to come in Yimus HaMashiach. Because when we're in Galus, we can't really get the shlemus of Torah. So therefore, to really, that's one way to go. That's like Rabbi Victor Miller says. It's the only way to really get shlemus of Torah is through getting Mashiach. There's another pshat. If you can, you might, on the top shelf of the middle bookcase, there's a Sefer Eilas Tamid. It's a small little Sefer right in the middle. Yeah, yeah. So he says here another pshat, the opposite, I think, of Victor Miller. He says, pshat is, the opposite. Well, similar. He says, "How does some who tefillah kibbutz galus after tefillah lumed Torah?" It's because based on Gemara in Chagiga, kibbutz shegalu Yisrael ain lachabitol Torah gadol mizeh. So similar, meaning in order to avoid the continued bitol Torah of galus, please bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. So it's still a continued. According to this, it's still really a bracha on Torah. Okay. Interesting to note that in the bracha of Ma'ariv, we don't have this piece, right? The end of it is a very quick, you know, line, but it's not the whole Golus and Geula thing is not really there. So it's specifically over here for some reason. Now, Okay, now what do we say? Ki kel poel Yeshua isata, uvanu v'charta mikolam v'loshen. Okay, so your poel the Yeshua's, we had that before. Uvanu v'charta, you've chosen us. V'ker avtonu l'shimcha agodol, sela, be'emes. And you brought us close. L'hoida islacha, u'liachedcha bi'ahava. So that we can thank you properly. All this, the purpose of it all, is so we're makir, we see the clarity of Hashem's presence, and we can thank Him appropriately. Okay? And we end, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaBoicher Ba'amu Yisrael Be'ahava. I saw one time a beautiful pshat from Reb Kivager. Reb Kivager says that, you know, we Shema in the morning and in the evening, we have a mitzvah of Avas Hashem. We have a mitzvah to have Avas Hashem. One can ask, how can we have Avas Hashem? It's very difficult to have a mitzvah of a tzivui.
Right.
Especially a tzivui such as Ahava. To have a tzivui on an emotion. Right? Especially the emotion of Ahava. It's a very hard mitzvah to understand what we're trying to do. So says Rabbi, it says Rabbi Kivager, but there's a klal. Kemayim ponim el ponim, kein leiv Hashem, kein leiv Adam. That the teva of a person is that whatever emotion he sees across from him, that's how he feels towards that person. So if you see a person showing ava to you, you'll have ava back, right? So says Rabbi Kivager, that's why both in my Ma'ariv and Shacharis, before we say Shema. And before we say Shema, sure, we say Aboyich Rabam Yisrael Ba'ahava, and Ma'ariv we say Oyev Amo Yisrael, to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have so much Ahava to us. Now we've already discussed the Ahava that Hashem has to us. Now we can respond and say Shema V'ahavta Eis Hashem. Now you can have Ahava back to Hashem, because now you've already realized how much the Ahava Hashem has to you. So now you can have the Ahava back to Hashem.
I heard that.
It's a beautiful pshat. Yeah.
So Rav Kivager.
I heard Bashem. I saw it actually. Bashem Rav Kivager. That's why Dafka we end both brachas with the Ahavta, with the Ahava of Hashem. Yeah.